ago, I sat down with one of Earl's Place's newest residents to talk about past, present, and future.
My name is Michael Lunsford. I'm formerly from the Friendship House. I'm residing at Earl's Place at the moment.
The path that led Mike to Earl's Place was not an easy one.
You know, I started using drugs at a very young age. I guess I was about 11 years old. I started smoking and drinking. It became a get-together. You know, I used to hang with the older crowd, and, you know, it started out as being, you know, sneaky fun. But that progressed. I drank pretty heavy up until I was about 16, 17, and I started doing the heroin, cocaine. And I've been getting high 39 years. May 22nd, 2012, I got locked up for possession and intent to distribute heroin. And they offered me drug court. And I started at the Turk House, and I was there 4 months, and I was still using. And then I was asked to leave. I had an episode January the 8th. I was down at Cromwell, and I was in the McDonald's bathroom, and I did some heroin. I woke up in the hospital. The 13th, my appendix they had to take out because they were pussing. It was getting ready to explode. And then on top of that, my kidneys failed, and I was in the hospital most of January and February.
Now that he's clean, Mike says there's been one particularly useful strategy to staying sober.
The main thing that I work on that keeps me sober is changing the way I think and my behaviors. You know, I get a thought and I'll act on it instead of thinking it through. And I try to put a consequence between my thought and actions. I catch myself, you know, I'm more of aware of my thoughts. It's really not that hard. We make it harder than it is.
He also credits AA with helping him in his recovery.
Now, I do have a home group. I have a sponsor. I'm doing step work now. You know, I'm taking suggestions today, you know. I'm not trying to do this by myself anymore.